Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, brought to you by Business West and Living Local, sponsored by People's Bank.
Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS, and I'd like to introduce your host of Business Talk. He's editor and associate publisher of Business West. Here is George O'Brien.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Business Talk. We have a great show for you today as we kind of wrap up summer here. I can't wait to get to it, but I will, because first we need to hear this important message from our sponsor, People's Bank.
Thank you for listening to the Business Talk podcast, sponsored by People's Bank, bringing you the best in business experts, entrepreneurs, and evangelists. Make Business Talk your innovation break for ideas and inspiration. People's Bank, where commercial banking can fuel your growth and make work life easier. Member FDIC, DIF Equal Housing Lender. Bank at peoples.com/business.
Okay, we are back. As promised, we have a great show for you today, a topic that I love to talk about, and I know our guest likes to talk about it even more than I do. He is Jeff Daly. He is the president and CEO of MessMess Area Development Corporation. We're here to talk mostly, well, if not exclusively, about the Ludlow Mills project. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm doing great, George. Thank you.
I'm doing well. Glad to hear you are. Ludlow Mills, you and I have been talking about this for years, but I've been talking about and writing about this story for almost a dozen years now. It's one of my favorite stories. There's a lot of history involved. There's a lot of redevelopment involved. There's a lot of potential involved. We're talking about the past, the present, and the future all at once. It's just a great story. And if we just start off by telling those who might not know, kind of the larger picture here, the mill complex in Ludlow, when West Mass acquired it, and essentially what this project is all about. And then we're going to get to some of the specifics about where we are and what's going to come next.
Yeah, thanks, George. So West Mass Area Development Corporation acquired the Ludlow Mills in 2011. So we're in year 11 of ownership, almost going on year 12. And the intent behind the purchase that West Mass at the time was going to purchase this building or these buildings for is to redevelop them. As everybody knows, old mill build buildings are very, very tough to redevelop. Takes a lot of money, and unfortunately it does take a lot of subsidy money, government money to help with the cleanup. There are many properties like ours have asbestos and some other soil chemicals, as well as foundations and underground storage tanks that aren't identified. So it takes a lot of time, money, and patience. And West Mass has been developing business parks around Western Mass for over 60 years. And at the time in 2011, they thought this would be a great new challenge and a new direction, and also another arm of development that West Mass can be proud of, and hopefully the constituents can be as well.
Like you said, West Mass hasn't really embarked on anything like this before. It's mostly greenfield development in communities across Western Mass, Amherst, Westfield, Agawam. That's been the history of West Mass. This was something new. But obviously, there was a great deal of potential that they saw in this. Tell us what they acquired and what the intent was when they acquired it.
So we acquired approximately 70 buildings on a campus located in Ludlow off of State Street. And with that came about 100 acres of developed and undeveloped land. And we over the years have taken down some buildings that were contaminated, but also putting money back into properties that were a valuable piece to the community. These buildings have been around since the late 1800s, early 1900s. And it's an important part of the fabric of Ludlow and quite honestly, the entire region, because of at one time these mill buildings employed over 5,000 people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So just abandoning them and forgetting about them really wasn't an option. And our mission when we took this over and we purchased the property in 2011 was really to clean it up, get rid of all the contaminants that were in the property, in the buildings, in the ground, and then redevelop it into something that the town and certainly the region can benefit from through jobs and tax obligations from the businesses here.
We've already made a good deal of progress there. A number of the buildings have found new uses. Talk about the progress that's been made to date and some new endeavors that are coming up? You got a couple of other projects that you're just about ready to get started on, if I know correctly.
We do. We're actually turning a corner, George, and I'm glad you brought up the future endeavors, because I think, you know, West Mass and the team, I've been here about 3 years as its president and CEO, but the team prior and team since has really taken on a lot of challenging cleanups at the site. We are about 100%, close to 100% fully occupied on the first floor space. Anything above that is still being worked on, but we're taking steps towards the redevelopment of this. We don't want it to be a cold storage place. We don't want it to be just a place for people to drop off cars or lawnmowers anymore. And we're really working hard to get good businesses in here, good that will add to the community atmosphere that we're trying to develop here at the Mills. We do have currently 75 apartments, and we're soon to bring on another project, about a $60 million project in Mill 8, which is the clock tower building of about 92 apartments. And of that, West Mass will retain up close to 50,000 square feet of commercial and industrial space, or commercial and retail space, excuse me, right on State Street. And the other buildings and the other land, we are constantly looking at redeveloping, if I may. For instance, we're fully funded, ready to go. We're in design mode for a $1 million water and sewer loop investment, which means the 100-year-old plus antiquated systems that currently feed the mills on our private property will be basically redone. It's 80, 90% done for engineering. We're replacing one of the biggest buildings, Mill 11, with a new roof and really solidifying the future of that structure. It's a 500,000 plus square foot structure. So the roof is important to have the longevity of that building. So we're making significant investments into the property and also working with other businesses to help redevelop property that we can't take on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned turning a corner. Up to this point, I assume we've just been kind of getting the property ready to develop, clearing up some of those environmental hazards, and just getting to the point where you're now ready to, you know, put the property out there, get some of these buildings online back again. Is that essentially where we're at now?
It is. It took, as you can imagine, it took many, many years, almost a decade or more, to really make sure that the entire complex was safe. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention in 2018, the Ludlow Mills was recognized by the National Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, as the largest brownfield redevelopment site in New England. And we were awarded the number one project for that. So, you know, it's an honor, but it's also, it shows the challenge that we've had over the years to really bring this back up to mm-hmm. where we are today, which is the redevelopment of the mills and really making it a community and making it a campus that's strong with businesses, strong with residents, and strong for the community to come in and enjoy the space with the river walks and the new road going in and things like that.
Hey, you're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local and sponsored by People's Bank. We're talking with Jeff Daly. He is the president and CEO of West Mass Area Development Corporation. We're talking about the signature project that West Mass is involved in right now. That's the Ludlow Mills project. Is there anything that we can compare this to across Massachusetts or across New England? I'm trying to think. There are some projects that are obviously much larger in scope, like Fort Devens out in the eastern part of the state. But I don't think there's been anything like this in this region or maybe in all of Western Massachusetts that I can think of.
There hasn't, George. And specifically, you know, I think of the places like the East Hampton Mills. You know, Mike Michon and some other developers over there have done a tremendous amount of work on their mills. But they weren't as contaminated with old chemicals that can harm people, like asbestos and oils and fuels and such. You know, they're all doing great work, and I applaud their efforts, and they really do have nice properties, and we're just trying to mirror their developments. And you know, go further east, you get down towards Lowell and Lawrence. Those are some very, very large mills right on the river, similar to ours. And it's taken years and decades to really redevelop. And you go further north into Maine, it's the same thing. So these aren't, you know, one or two or three year projects. These are decade long projects. And I think, you know, certainly out here in Western Mass, if not the whole state, it is one of the largest redevelopments. I know our Mill 11 is the largest mill building of over 500,000 square feet in the region. So there's significant challenges with buildings that large, as well as the other multiple buildings that we do have on the property and as well as undeveloped land so far.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the undeveloped land for a minute. There's just not that much of that left in Western Massachusetts. And you're building a road that's going to connect that undeveloped land to the rest of Ludlow, essentially. And that's going to make that property a lot more accessible, a lot more developable. Seems like it's a property that is coming on the market at just the right time, given where a lot of businesses are, demand for that type of land, demand for that type of property. Talk about that.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we're finishing Riverside Drive, which is a road that goes behind the mills. It's been a private driveway, if you will, that goes about a mile and a quarter behind the mills in length. And the city or the town of Ludlow graciously worked hard to get MassWorks and an EDA, Economic Development Agency, grants through Congressman Neal and through the state for MassWorks to build that road. And hopefully our fingers are crossed that we've done a good job building it and it will be accepted as a town road in October at their annual meeting or their town meeting. And once that's done, George, that opens up about 40 or so acres of developable land off the east side of our property. There is quite a bit of land that we had to put back into a conservation restriction area, as well as some other riverfront area that we can't develop on. But we do have about 40 acres of high dry developable land. And we're working on lining up the funding to build about an 1800 linear foot road in there into that property so we can develop that as well. And it's real exciting because, as you mentioned, George, a very good point that there's not a lot of buildings out there that are for sale of the size that we can develop out there. It's not going to be a 600,000 square foot FedEx distribution center or anything like that. It's more of the you know, advanced manufacturing machine shops that we all love and enjoy here in Western Mass, but also potentially some athletic facilities, some other businesses, some other trades, you know, that need their own space. So we're real excited and we're real happy that we can help Ludlow and certainly the surrounding communities by developing what you said as, you know, very little developable land left in Western Mass. At least that's, you know, high enough and dry enough to go ahead and redevelop for commercial use. So we're excited about the project.
You know, you mentioned that word community earlier. I'll use another one, destination. For years, nobody went to the Ludlow Mills, except, as you said, to maybe drop off a car or something else they wanted to abandon and leave for scrap. But now you've got a brewery there. You've got other types of businesses there. You've got people living there. Soon you're going to be having more people work there. It looks like it's shaping up to be a very unique community, one that could be a model for other areas with old mills of this type. You want to talk about what that word community means to you?
Yeah. So, you know, West Mass was developed or dreamt of in the state government about 60 years ago for us to do commercial real estate and economic development in Western Mass. And, you know, our mission is to do real estate development and work to provide good, strong businesses that can provide jobs and taxes for the communities. And every project we've ever done, George, you've been in this long enough, you know, the work we've done across Western Mass, it's real important to have a good partnership with the town because, you know, like I just said recently at a meeting, we're not coming in and looking to redevelop something and leave with a $10 million profit. We're in the communities, we're doing work, we're trying to work the best we can in the communities with the community to make sure that when we leave and the last parcel is sold and the last piece of real estate's developed, that it's something not only that we can be proud of, but also more importantly, that the town or the city can be proud of. And I think that goes along here at the mills. You're right. It was a drop off your car or your lawnmower or whatever it was. And ever since I've been here since 2019, I've worked hard with our team and our board of directors to really make sure that we create that community environment here, or a destination environment, if you will. And certainly, you know, the brewery Iron Duke has been a stalwart of our property, and he's doing great business, and he promotes the Ludlow Mills probably more than anybody. But also there's other smaller businesses coming in, and we're working with them now. And we're talking about 150 apartments that will be online in the next 24 months total. So, you know, we want to be respectful to those folks as well, and give them things to do, and not just make it an apartment building, but make it more of a little community or a campus setting for people to be comfortable and enjoy themselves while they live here and or work here.
Okay. Like I said, it's a great project. One of my favorites. I know it's your favorite. Probably more than we bargained for when we yes. started out 12 years ago, but hopefully it'll be worth it in the end. I think it will.
Yeah, I think it will be.
All right. So Jeff, thank you again for coming on. Continue good luck with Ludlow Mills and with everything else that West Mass does. We'll have you back soon to talk about more things.
Thank you, George. And thanks everyone for listening, and keep listening to Business West podcast.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you to all of you for listening. This has been Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local and sponsored by People's Bank. I'm George O'Brien, the editor of Business West. We'll see you next time.